Support for Wimberley Texan Sports Broadcast comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the Square in Wimberley, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at cypresscreekcafe.com.
And by Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including CDs, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
Twelve minutes of football remaining. Texans lead it 12-7, the opener of the football season. Texans leading the Lavernia Bears. Third down and four for the Texans. Big play here. Masur's going to take it himself. He's got the first down and more, and he gets it inside Lavernia territory to the 48-yard line. Huge conversion there, Jarrett.
Low snap. Davin goes down and gets it, still able to get a little bit of a fake, but hits that hole. Again, we've talked about the acceleration that he has, those first two steps, squeezes in between that hole, gets up for the first down.
11:37 remaining, just underway in the fourth period. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson here with you at Texan Stadium in Wimberley. Interesting opening night of the football season. Masur will turn, gives it to Cockerham, who gets it to the 46 and then keeps the motor running and is able to push it down to the 44-yard line of Lavernia. It'll be second down and six now. Masur in the game. JoJo Weeks with significant playing time here tonight. Each Wimberley quarterback has scored on runs. Weeks with a 20-yarder for a touchdown in the first period. Masur with a 38-yarder in the third period. Second down and six. Masur takes it, gives it to Cockerham again. Big hole, 40, 35, look out, 30, 25, cuts it left to the 20, 15, cuts it right to the 5, still on his feet and down to the 1-yard line is Jake Cockerham. A run of 43 yards, scintillating running by Jake Cockerham.
Shifty, 2-3 good cuts, continues to get it. We talked about it how many times. This guy is just driving the ball. Every time he goes, he's driving his feet. Defender gets him at the 4-yard line, takes him, drags him down to the 1-yard line in open space. Just a great run, good cutting, good vision by Jacob up and down the field.
Cockerham, the sophomore speedster. Texans now knocking at the door at the 1-yard line. Masur will turn. He'll give it to Cockerham. He's got the 1-yard touchdown. Touchdown for Jake. He deserved to get that touchdown run, Jared, after that long 43-yarder.
Yeah, and as hard as we've seen him run, we've talked about it how many times, I don't believe there was anybody out there on that field that was going to stop him from getting literally a half a yard.
That's a touchdown with 10-12 left to play. Texans now lead it 18-12. It'll be interesting to see what Doug Warren wants to do here. He may go for two, or he may let his kicker come out and try to get some confidence, and the Texans will take a timeout. We will keep it right here as they think about what they want to do on the extra point. It's 18-7. The Texans now with 10-12 left to play. Such a nice run that time by Cockerham to get it down there and then finishes it off with the 1-yard scoring run. A reminder, tonight's game's being brought to you by our generous sponsors, Communicare Health Center of Wimberley. Thank you guys so much for all that you've done for Wimberley Texans football this year. We so appreciate it. Seton Medical Center, Hayes, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs, Wimberley Ace Hardware, Blanco National Bank, Wimberley, Hayes City Score, Cypress Creek Cafe, A Studio Z Graphics, and by Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter. Also scores and highlights tonight by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Texans are going to go for two here. Looks like Masur is in the game at quarterback. And he's got Moss Carruthers to his right. Masur looks right, throws right, thrown and caught in the end zone. Try to get that number and see who's got it over there. Colby Crowder with a two-point conversion. And with 10-12 left to play, our score, Wimberley 20, Lavernia 7. Wimberley Texans football continues after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texans football on WimberleyRadio.org.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including checking, savings, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
And by Charles Schwab and Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Director of Public Relations, Aura 290.
Is available only at the
Okay. Wyatt Mann's going to kick things off for Wimberley. Texans now with another two-score lead at 20-7. Here's the kickoff. Line drive kickoff is going to go out of bounds, I believe. Yeah, but they're going to throw the flag, so Lavernia will take over. Trailing Wimberley by a score of 20-7. I'll tell you what, Jared, 20-7 is a whole lot better than 12-7 as far as Doug Warren's concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. You hate to give him the ball on the 40-yard line. Defense really needs to step up right here.
The officials now are talking it over after that kickoff, and I think Lavernia is considering its options. I don't know if they'd want to re-kick it or if they have the option on that at all. I'm not sure. Ball went out of bounds on the kickoff. Again, next week we're in Giddings, week number 2. 7:30 kickoff. We'll go on the air about 10 after 7. Love to have you join us again. They're going to re-kick this thing now. It's procedure against Wimberley, so they're going to back it up. Lavernia is going to try to get the long kickoff return to Jared. And really, if you think about it, I guess it makes sense. Their offense hasn't exactly been explosive tonight, so why not? Try to break something on the kick return, I guess.
Well, and when you're talking about high school, when you're talking about high school kickers, obviously you're not talking about a young man out there that's going to kick it out the back of the end zone. So
correct.
They figure if they move them back a little bit, obviously a decent return gets them up maybe 45-50, and hopefully they can get something. But hopefully the Texans can pin them back.
Here's the kickoff. Ruiz takes it at his 22. He's got the 30, looking for running room to the 35 and out near the 40-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 39, and that's where Lavernia will take over. And we can start looking at the clock a little bit now. 10:03 left to play. Texans with a two-score lead.
And ended up in the long run losing a yard on the decision to re-kick it.
That's exactly right.
Good job by the Texans. I guess technically they get 1 yard back right there, but really got to buckle down if you're the defense right here. Defensive coordinator wants a lot from these up front guys.
Spencer now has Kalsert and Beck behind him in the backfield. Drops the throw. Looks over the middle. Throws it over the middle into coverage. Incomplete. And not even close to being complete to his receiver, Blake Borgfeld. And I think that was the first time that we've seen a pass to someone other than Mr. Miller.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it's the first time we've seen a pass to somebody under 6'4", 6'5".
That's right.
They have they've got some height. Blake's actually the tight end for them, and just kind of runs a little flag pattern right there and, ended up not going.
Right down the hash and didn't complete it. Second down and 10. Again, under center, Spencer, a long count. Give it to Kalsert, left side, and he is going to be able to push his way forward for about 5. It'll be a third down and 5. And again, when you're primarily a running team and you fall behind 2 scores with under 10 minutes left, you already look at the clock with a concerned look on your face because you just don't have the firepower a lot of times unless you strike on a big play.
Good play right there, too. Texans are flying around the ball. They've let some big plays happen, but they're excited. They're ready to go. I mean, I can see some excitement in them for this drive.
To give up the middle, it's back, powering his way forward for 2, maybe 3 yards, and that'll set up a Fourth down and a long two here, Jared, and this is a huge, huge play for both teams.
I said it just a second ago. You know, when I'm sitting up here, obviously I can see a little bit more than the fans can down in the stands a little bit, but looks like a little bit more energy from the defense here. Maybe defensive coordinator decided to step him up a little bit. That tackle right there, we had three guys on him. They basically said, no, you're not going to get any more yards. We got a fourth down from the 50-yard line, fourth and two, so big, big, big play for the Texans to step up.
Ball right at the 47-yard line. Got to get to the 49. Fourth down and two now for Lavernia. Spencer pitches it. Right side, his back is trying to get outside. He cuts it inside, but he's going to be stopped. Stopped at the 48-yard line. The Texans with a stop on fourth down, and they will take over.
Big play, 17. We've called his name, Samuel Valdez, and I've said Valdez several times, so I apologize if you're his family out there listening. I kind of got that a little bit, but big play right there by him, really keeping the guy at bay and forcing him back in.
Yeah.
And a host of Texans right there coming back in and getting him. But a huge play by the Texans again, taking over the ball on the Lavernia half of the field.
Yeah, Texans have it at the Lavernia 48-yard line. And I got a feeling that Doug Warren's going to run a little clock here with 8:33 left and a 20-7 lead. Masur is the quarterback. Kiparis has it, trying to get outside right, and he's going to be wiped out in the backfield for a loss of three. It'll be second down and 13. Again, what a night. We started out with a two-hour lightning delay. Texans score in the first quarter to go ahead 6-0. Nobody scores in the second quarter, so it's 6-0 at halftime. Texans take a 12-0 lead coming out of the locker room, and then Lavernia cuts it to 12-7, and then the Texans with the latest touchdown, 20-7 is where we stand right now. Cockerham feed the football up the middle. He may go 30, 20, one man to beat. Cuts left to the 15. 10-5, touchdown, Jake Cockerham, 51 yards, no flags, Texans 26-7.
Great play, great blocking downfield from the wide receivers, huge hole, Jake just comes in, continues to run over two guys in that one, just sheds them off, and man, poor guy, you can look at him down here, he's asking for the water, he's a guy who plays both ways, they're putting ice on him in a big run right there up the middle, just kind of stumbling, going, running over guys, taking acceleration and going.
Curtis Bingle now with the extra point try. The hold is down. No, he fumbled it. That's JoJo Weeks. And JoJo picks it up and tries to run the right side and is unable to. Actually, that's not JoJo Weeks. That's the holder, Cade Stover. Whatever the case, it didn't work. Texans lead it 26-7. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.org.
Support comes from A Studio Z Copy and Print, a full-service printer specializing in custom and digital print jobs, website hosting, and logo creation for residents in Wimberley, Texas, located at the intersection of Ranch Roads 2325 and 12. More information at astudioz.com and by phone at 512-847-3532.
And by Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including CDs, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
Biggest lead of the night for the Texans, 26-7. 7:45 left to play in the football game. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Late Friday night, it's 11:17 p.m. We still have a little bit of football to go. Texans comfortably ahead at this point now. You'd like to think that, they have this one in good shape. Here's the kickoff, and it is going to go out of bounds again, and I'll tell you one thing I know that Doug Warren's going to work on the next week or so, Jared, and that's special teams.
Yeah, definitely. He's going to go back and rethink the, just kind of rethink everything. I mean, we had Cade unfortunately fumbled the hold there a minute ago.
Right, the hold.
And we had obviously the first field goal or extra point that was missed, kicked a couple out of bounds right here. Skilled parts of the games, kicking, things of that nature. you really hope that those just kind of get you through it and get you by. Definitely something that they're going to go back and kind of put on the drawing board and work a little bit.
Bengals going to kick things off again, this time from the 35-yard line. The officials talking about it. That's the first game for the officials, too. Pretty well officiated game here, though, tonight, Jared, from all I could tell.
Well, and you wonder, you and I talked about it earlier, about how it affects the players, how it affects the coaches. It affects the officials, too. These guys are
sure.
Obviously brought in from out of town, and they're sitting here and looking at their clock, 11:18, thinking, man, I'm supposed to be in bed.
I'd love
for my head to be on a pillow right about now,
yeah.
But that's not the case. The lightning delay, we got 7:45 left in the fourth quarter. Texans done a great job coming out of the half, pounding the ball, and just continuing it on. Again, like you said, looks like they hope to hold on to a 26-7 lead right here.
Bengals going to kick it off again from the Wimberley 35-yard line. And there it is, straight down the middle of the field. Ruiz has it at the 16. He's got the 20. No, that's Kausert to the 30. A move inside and gets it out to the 37-yard line, and that is where Lavernia will take over.
That tackle right there. you got to love Texas football. You got a tackle right there on a special teams play. Brings him down at the 37-yard line. Who is it? JoJo Weeks, the quarterback.
Who makes the tackle?
You got to love Texas football.
Hey, you do everything. You know, there's no prima donna diva quarterbacks in Wimberley. That's for sure. First down and 10 now. Ball at the 37-yard line of Lavernia. Back to throw is Spencer. Looking. He's in a lot of trouble, and he is wiped out at the 30-yard line. That's a loss of 7, and the Bears are in big trouble now, Jarrett.
Yeah, Hunter Moore got back in there, got good penetration. Number 5, Davin Masur in there, showing him how much he appreciates everything. But, got back in there, and like you said, just didn't have a whole lot of option. He got those hands around. He brought him down.
Now, you were just a you were just a blue-collar fullback when you played football, right, Jared?
Well, I was not great by any means, that's for sure.
Second down and 17 now for Lavernia. The give is up the middle to back, and then not much going, a couple of yards. Good grief, they're going to give him 4 yards on that. Third down and 13.
You know, it's sometimes you look at it and you wonder if the 6'4 guys are falling and getting that extra 2-3 yards. But, third down, looks like third down 13. Texans beef it up right here. Coach Warren got to be happy with the way that they're playing right now and hopes for a stop.
Third down and 13. You would assume Lavernia would go for it. 6:18 left to play. Trailing it 26-7. Back to throw is Spencer. Setting up a screen pass. It's going to be totally demolished in the backfield. He hit Kausert on the screen pass play and lost 4 yards.
Yeah, Ben Garza said, I've seen this screen play. They've first team offense has run it against me and practiced many, many times. This isn't going to work. They try to dump it off to the left-hand side, and he just wraps him up immediately, takes him down for a loss.
They're going to have to punt it now on fourth down and 17.
Yeah, they can't sacrifice a risk right here, giving back possession to Wimberley the way they're acting in the second half.
Barnhart, the punter, left-footed. Oh, great punt. Gets it way back. Wimberley doesn't even put anybody back. They don't want to take a chance on fumbling it or doing anything goofy. So it's going to roll down inside the Wimberley 25 to the 24-yard line. That is where the Texans will take over. 5:26 left to play. And Doug Warren would like nothing better than to ensure that that the Lavernia Bears do not get the football again here tonight.
Well, we look back at the punt a minute ago. I mean, I think we've seen, two or three punts in the game that totaled probably 30 yards max, and all of a sudden the punter comes up and boots one and gets it down to the 24-yard line.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that the Colby was playing it a little bit more shallow than he thought that ball was going to go, and it traveled pretty well.
Looks like Weeks is in the game now. Kipperus gets the ball right up the middle. Not a lot of running room. Lavernia clearly knows that Wimberley's going to run it right up the gut now, leading it 26-7 with 5:14 left to play in the ball game. Got a yard, I believe, and that's it. Second down and 9.
I think you're right. I think Laverne, you're probably over there, knows that, you know, they've just been getting us up the middle the whole night and are really gearing up for it, thinking, okay, 5 minutes left, fourth quarter. They're going to try to run that clock, try to keep it going. Tick-tock, tick-tock, and good stuff right there by the Laverne Bears.
Again, we'll give you some scores after the game, wrap this thing up, have a little post-game show, talk about it, give you the scoring summary from this one, so stay with us. Second down and nine. You've stayed with us this long. You might as well stay with us for the postgame show, too. Here is the feed up the middle. That's Kipperus again. Gets a couple of yards out to the 27-yard line. It'll be third down and seven. Clock is at 4.5 minutes left to play and counting, with Wimberley leading it 26-7. Again, a reminder, we will be next Friday in Giddings. 7:10 kickoff, or 7:10 on the air, 7:30 kick. Texans football against Giddings. Third down and seven. Weeks in the shotgun. He will fake the handoff and run it himself. He's got a big hole. 30, 35, 40. Cuts to the left. It's JoJo to the 50. JoJo to the 40. And JoJo out of bounds at the 31-yard line. How about that? That's about a 32-yard run down to the Lavernia 31-yard line, first and 10 for Wimberley.
Yeah, great scramble. Got his eyes up as soon as he got through the line of scrimmage. Leaked off to the left-hand side. Good blocking downfield. Sean Rayburn down here off the left-hand side, wide receiver. Good blocking. Big gain, first down, Wimberley.
Boy, JoJo's been impressive with his running. Watching him play last year, Jared, I didn't see a whole lot of that kind of running, but... Boy, this year he's going to be a weapon on offense. When things break down and go off kilter, he knows what to do. Weeks turns, gives it up the middle to his running back. That's Kipperus again, and he's wiped out of the backfield for a loss of two. I'm laughing because he's such a small little running back, and Lavernia has such big kids, and when they get a hold of him, he just disappears under them.
Yeah, and I saw JoJo kind of look back at his hands a little bit thinking, man, if I would have kept that one, I could have taken it off the left. They really collapsed down on the left-hand side. And like you said, little guy Kipperus ended up in the kind of getting swallowed up in the line there. But, you know.
He's over here getting a drink right now.
Yeah, I would imagine after the amount of people that got on him just a second ago. But good drive by the Texans, controlling the clock, and that's what you can ask for right now with the lead late in the game.
Second down and 12 now. Fake handoff. That looked like a busted play and a face mask on JoJo Weeks. He got wiped out for a loss of about five, but Lavernia grabbed a hold of his face mask, and Texans will end up with a first down now with 3:02 left to play and nursing a 26-7 lead.
Alex Ibarra there, just, you know, when your coach, you know, the fourth quarter is obviously the hardest one, especially when you're down a little bit, maybe a little bit of kind of tired right there by the defensive tackle. Ended up just taking his hand, getting it into JoJo, and pulled him down. You know, ends up being a big play for the Texans. First down from the 18 with clock rolling, 2 minutes, 55 seconds.
Lavernia, I believe, has two timeouts remaining, but with this score, I don't think they're going to stop the clock. They just assume the thing run out so Wimberley doesn't score again. Weeks in the shotgun. He will turn and give it up the middle to his back at the 15-yard line. And that's the first carry tonight, I believe, by Daniel Lopez. Yet another Wimberley running back. He gets it to about the 15-yard line. Pickup of two. It'll be second down and eight.
Yeah, Daniel Lopez, a senior this year, so getting in there and kind of getting his helmet up the middle and gaining a couple yards.
He's another diminutive running back for the Texans. Seems like they have about a half a dozen of those guys.
I'm laughing a little bit here because you see Guy Kipperus and you see Daniel Lopez standing next to each other, and you know there's a little bit of a height competition, and unfortunately you can't see them around the big guys.
No. And then JoJo Weeks, who looks like he's about 6'2", is towering over those guys. JoJo will take it up the middle. Nice run down to the 10-yard line. Falls forward with that big frame. Well, they're going to say he was down at the 10, so he'll be a couple of yards short of the first down. And it'll be third down and two for Wimberley at the Lavernia 10-yard line. And now there's 1:35 left to play, so The big question now is, will Wimberley score again? Lavernia takes a timeout. We'll take it with them. Texans lead it 26-7. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.org.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Communicare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommunicareSA.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.
Six for Wimberley, 7 for Lavernia. 1:33 left to play here in Wimberley. Texans have it. 3rd down and 2 at the Lavernia 10-yard line. Weeks turns, gives it up the middle to his back, to the 5, and stepping into the end zone for the touchdown is Moss Carruthers, his first touchdown of the night, and it's 32-7 Wimberley.
Big hole, sticks his nose in there. Touchdown, Wimberley. Pretty much the exclamation point on the night right there, 32-7, minute 26 left. Good hard running. The whole drive, JoJo with a great couple runs. Got a big first down there earlier, and a 10-yard scramble in by Moss.
And now it's going to be Daniel Lopez who's going to come in and try to kick this extra point for the Texans. The hold is down, and the kick is up, and the kick is good. 1:26 left to play in the ball game. Our score, Wimberley 33, Lavernia 7. Stay with us, everybody. Wimberley Texans football. You are listening to the Texans football team on WimberleyRadio.org.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
And by Charles Schwab & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at Schwab.com/Dripping Springs.
Well, it's 33-7 Wimberley. It's been a much closer game than the score indicates right now. I think Lavernia Bears, I think you hit it right on the head a minute or two ago, Jared, when you talked about fatigue setting in. It's hot and it's humid and it's almost midnight, and these guys are getting pounded by the Wimberley offense. Now, they're kind of tired, I think, right now. Here's Daniel Lopez on the kickoff. It's going to be taken by Cowsert at the 11, right up the middle, and he's able to take the return out to the 38-yard line. First down and 10 now for Lavernia. I think Lavernia's defense just kind of, I think you're right, they just kind of reached that point. They reached the wall, and the Texans made them pay.
Well, and you get those big dynamic plays. You get those explosive plays. JoJo's had several of them. The running backs have had several of them. Those defensive linemen are running downfield, getting them, just a little bit of kind of being down a little bit first game. Wimberley just kind of came into the second half and just wore them out.
Spencer will turn and give it to his running back up the middle. Gets it to the 44-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 6 as the clock is now at 105 and counting. That looked like Christian Sanchez on the run. Check that. That was Barnhart. Excuse me, I believe, on the run. He gets it out near the 45-yard line. 2nd down and 3. 50 seconds left to play in the ball game. Lavernia try to stick it in here late. Make this a little bit closer. Long count by Spencer. Right up the middle. It's Beck pushing forward. He's near the first down. He had to get to the 48-yard line, his own 48. He's going to be right at it. 27 seconds left to play. They're going to say he's short, so they're not going to stop the clock. I don't think they're going to measure it either.
No, I think Well, are they going to give it to him? The Lions?
No, they're not going to give it to him. Clock continues to run at 15. I'm surprised that Laverne is not taking a timeout to try to score, but, I mean, they're not going to win the game, so what the heck, I guess. Clock is at 8. This might be the last play of the game. Third down and 1. They give up the middle to Kousert. He's got the first down inside Wimberley territory, but they're going to let the clock run out. Clock runs out on the opener for the Wimberley Texans. Certainly a successful one at that as they celebrate and begin the trek across the field to congratulate the Lavernia Bears. Wimberley, 33. Lavernia, 7. Texans 1-0 now. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back with our postgame show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberley Texans Football on WimberleyRadio.org.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org. Everyone at CommuniCare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season. And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Back at Texas Stadium, Mike Blackwell here along with Jared Robinson. Welcome to our postgame show as the fans start to file out here tonight at 11:35 p.m. We finally wrapped up a night. We had a two-hour lightning delay to start our evening, and we end the evening with Wimberley on the heavy end of a 33-7 victory here tonight against the Lavernia Bears. Certainly a positive night for the Texans. This is how it went down. Texans got on the board first in the first quarter. They score on a 20-yard JoJo Weeks run. He's the quarterback, and he tucked it under and ran for a touchdown. Curtis Bingle's extra point was missed, but with 24 seconds left to play in the first quarter, Wimberley led it by a score of 6-0. The other Wimberley quarterback, Davin Masur, he took off on a 38-yard touchdown jaunt. That happened in the third quarter. Halftime, it was 6-0 Wimberley. Third quarter, though, Texans come out, opening drive of the third quarter, and Masur is able to run it in for a touchdown. Two-point conversion failed. And with 9:20 left to play in the third period, Texans led it by a score of 12-0. Lavernia answered immediately. It was Derek Barnhart who finished off an impressive drive by the Bears with a 20-yard run. Mason Cotterer's kick with 6:02 left to play in the third quarter cut the Wimberley lead to 12-7. Then Lavernia, and this is the weirdest thing, Jared and I both thought that it was third down, but the marker on the field said fourth down. The scoreboard said fourth down, so they ran their kicker onto the field, Mason Kotara, and he missed a 25-yard field goal in his haste. And with 1:33 left to play in the third period, Wimberley led at that point by a score of 12-7 because that was a missed field goal and a missed opportunity for Lavernia. It was 12-7 after three quarters. Texans explode 21 points in the fourth period for the final 33-7 score. It was Jake Cockerham on a one-yard run. Masur on a two-point conversion try. That failed, and with 10:12 left to play in the fourth quarter, it was 18-7. Cockerham then with a 51-yard run. Extra point failed again, and it was 26-7. at that point. However, with that came with 7:45 left to play in the fourth quarter. Moss Carruthers finished off the scoring for Wimberley with a 10-yard run, and it was Daniel Lopez with a extra point for the Texans for the final margin, 33-7, our final. Lopez's extra point in the touchdown there by Carruthers came with 1:26 left to play in the football game. Stay with us, everybody. We'll wrap this thing up. We'll discuss things with Jared a little bit and talk about next week and put this thing to bed. Stay with us. We'll be back after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberley Texans Football on WimberleyRadio.org.